You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Deacons, members, and friends. And I'd like to thank the ones I invited, my brother, my sister-in-law, my sister, my son I adopted, Josh, and some of my coworkers. Thank y'all for coming. Just thank you. Thank everyone for coming this morning, because you could have went somewhere else, and I thank you. But there is a word from the Lord. If you have your Bibles, and I promise you I won't be before you long. If you have your Bibles, turn to a familiar passage in Matthew, the 28th chapter. From the New King James Bible, I'll be reading from chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Amen. Just for a minute, I'd like to take my text and tag it, "Share Your Story." I would like to share a story. And if you're not too mean, turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, do you have a story to share?" Amen. One thing of the highest responsibilities as a believer is to tell others about Him.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Can we tell others about Christ? I have a story about a man selling vacuum cleaners. He just got the job selling vacuum cleaners. He didn't want to stay in the office. He wanted to go door to door and sell vacuum cleaners. He even went so far to going in the backwoods to sell these vacuum cleaners. Here he come on the backwoods of a house he seen way back in the woods, way deep back in the woods. And he knocked on the door, and a lady come to the door and answered the door. He barged his way in and just starts selling his pitch on this vacuum cleaner. And she was so amazed, he started telling her all the new technology of this vacuum cleaner and what it does. And as he kept going, he looked over and saw an ashtray sitting on the table. And she was still so shocked, she still couldn't say a word. And as he took the ashtray, he said, "Ma'am, this vacuum cleaner is so good." And he dumped the ashes all on the floor. He said, "If this vacuum cleaner don't pick up these ashes, I'll lick them up." He said, "Man," he said, "Sir, you better get to licking, because out here in the woods, we don't have no electricity." And what it did, it left a bad taste in his mouth. Now, do you want to share a story that it leaves a bad taste in your mouth? Come on, somebody. What is your story? Every believer has a story. The more we surrender to God, the greater our ability to see his hand in our lives. The more we watch him work, the stronger our desires to share with others what God has done for us. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same was true with the early disciples. They heard his command to spread the gospel all around the world, making disciples and baptizing people from all nations. Surely this seemed like an overwhelming task for a handful of followers, but they obeyed. Their personal experience with Christ undoubtedly motivated them to share the good news. And they also must have gained confidence from Jesus' presence, his power, and his promise. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We too should take Christ's commandments seriously. One of our highest responsibilities as a believer is to tell others about him. Did you hear what I said? That's one of our highest responsibilities, is to tell others about him. As a Christian, our own experience with the Savior is the most exciting and convincing story to share. Can I ask you, are you passionately telling others about Christ? Are you willing to suffer for what you love? If you are passionately telling others about Christ, you need to tell them from John 3:16, for God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all, not some, not a little bit, all unrighteousness. Romans 10:9 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? Loving God involves not just having a personal relationship with him, not just having a personal relationship with Jesus, but also sharing him with others. The world needs the power of God. Let the Holy Spirit guide and enable you to share effectively with those around you. Amen. When I think about the first disciples of Jesus, there is one thing that I find really encouraging. I find very encouraging. Do you hear what I'm saying? They were very ordinary people. Average people. People like you and me. People with faults, feelings, imperfect people. When I think about the first disciples of Jesus, I find encouraging that they were very ordinary people with very ordinary jobs. Fishermen, tax collectors. If Jesus' public ministry began here in Detroit and Jesus was to call his first disciples today in 2018, maybe the people he would call would be to follow him would be hairdressers. Ordinary people. Waiters, ordinary people. Bus drivers, ordinary people. Salesmen, ordinary people. Cab drivers, ordinary people. Dishwashers, ordinary people. Ordinary people like you and me. Just average people. People like you and me. People with faults, feelings, imperfect people. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? Hello, is the mic on? Those first disciples in many ways were just like us. They also were far from perfect. If you read the gospel, you will see that there were times when the disciples argued among themselves. They were selfish at times. At times they were weak in faith. They were anxious, and sometimes they were fearful. There were times when Jesus just needed to rebuke them because they were just like us. Failed to fully trust in God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do I have a witness out there? There were times when the disciples were impulsive, immature, tempered, lazy, self-confident, impatient, weary, bewildered, depressed. Even through all, they had spent so much time with Jesus, hearing him speak, watching him teach, watching him perform miracles. Even with all of that, they still forgot who Jesus really was. It was times when they just didn't get it. It was times when they just got it all wrong. Do you hear what I'm saying? They just didn't get it because if they was to get it, listen what I'm saying, y'all. They just didn't get it because if they did, they were impulsive. They had ADHD control disorder. They was immature. They wasn't fully developed. Do you hear what I'm saying? They were tempered. They was easily enticed.
Yes, sir.
They were lazy, unwilling to work. Do you hear what I'm saying? They were impatient. They was quickly irritated or provoked. They were weary, tired, just wore out. They were bewildered. They was confused and puzzled. Do you hear what I'm saying? They were depressed. They were sad, unhappy, just miserable. You hear what I'm saying? Yet they still was committed to being with Jesus. And Jesus was committed to them. Do you hear what I'm saying? He was still committed to them. All that they had did. All their ways. He was still committed to them. Jesus could have told them, if he wanted to, Jesus could have told them, take your impulsive, immature, tempered, lazy, self-confident, impatient, weary, bewildered, and depressed self somewhere and sit down. Yet, they were still committed to Jesus. And Jesus was still committed to them. These ordinary men. These ordinary people was the ones that Jesus called to be his disciples. These were the ones that Jesus chose to tell others the good news of the gospel. And Jesus had called us to do the same thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? He just didn't call his disciples. He called us to do the same thing. Can we think about how Christ paid the ultimate price for our sins in his sacrifice on the cross?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can we think about when he endured, what he endured for us? But what are we willing to endure for him?
All right. Come on, sir.
Can I say that again? What are we willing to endure for Christ? Are we thankful? Come on, somebody. For us to truly be disciples, it requires more than just turning up on a Sunday morning service. Come on, help me preach this thing, somebody. As a Christian, every Christian is involved in the ongoing ministry of the church. Everyone has a God-given gift that can be used for his honor and his glory. Do you hear what I'm saying? As a minister, I have the duty to God to share the truth. We all have that same duty to care to minister to share the truth, not just with each other within the church, but those who's outside the church, with family, with friends, Facebook friends, co-workers, neighbors, Anywhere you get the chance to spread the gospel, the opportunity to spread the truth. Spread the good news. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sharing the gospel is something that every disciple of Christ is called to do. Do I have a witness? It's not just the job of the guest speaker invited to a special event. It's your call to share the good news of Jesus. What is the Christian's message? The Christian's message is the good news for the whole world. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not just part of it, but the whole world. I won't be before you long. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, we have the last recorded words of Jesus before going into heaven. I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples in all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then teach these new disciples to obey all commands I have given you. And be sure of this, that I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Can I give you some winning soul scriptures for Christ? Mark 16 and 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Psalms 51 and 12 and 13, restore unto me the joy of the salvation, and upon me with all free gifts, with their free gifts, free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned. For all have sinned and come short of his glory. Jude 1 and 23, and others have with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by flesh. Are you sharing your story? Are you telling the good news? I'm so glad that I have a story to share. I have a story to share about Christ, about the gospel, about what God has did for us, what he's done for me and for you. I'm so glad that he went to the cross, y'all, that he died. That's the good news. That's the good news, y'all. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm so glad that he died on that cross for me and for you. They put him in an old borrowed tomb. He stayed there 3 days. But that's not how the story ends. He stayed there all day Friday, all day Saturday. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. That's the good news. What's your story? Can you tell your story? God has been good to me. Can I tell my story? How he healed my body and set me free. I had 4 strokes every time I get a chance to tell it. I got to tell it. I was paralyzed. I couldn't walk and I couldn't talk. But look at me now. Every chance I get, I got to tell it, y'all. You just don't know how good God has been to me. How he picked me up and he turned me around and he place my feet on solid ground. I'm so glad he lifted me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you have a story to tell? Go tell your story. Don't let nobody hinder you from telling your story. Tell it anyway. If they don't want to hear it, tell it. Tell it to your neighbor. Tell it to your coworker. Tell it to the man walking up and down the street. Tell it to the one that's got the sign standing saying he'll work for food. Just tell it. 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 Tell it, I said. Tell the good news. What's the good news? Tell the good news, y'all. Tell the good news. I'm so glad I got a chance to tell it, y'all. Any chance I get, I'm going to tell how good God is. Just like when he healed the man and he told him, just go tell the elders. He ran and told everybody. That's just like me. I was on my job selling some mattresses to these two ladies. And one of the ladies said that she was sick and reckoned with pain all through her body. And the other lady was sitting there. And I said, ma'am, don't worry about a thing because God is good. He's a healer. He got medicine just in the hem of his garment. Do you hear what I'm saying? I said, don't worry about it. I said, I done had a stroke and look what he's done for me. The other lady turned to me and said, don't you tell nobody that no more. I said, ma'am, do you know what he's done for me? I got to tell it. Every chance I get, I got to tell what God has done for me. When you see me shouting, don't bother me. You just better join with me because he's good, y'all. All I can do is just look up and look at you. Yes. But look at me now. Thank you. Yes. That's why I got to praise him every chance I get. Yes. I don't care where I'm at, I'm going to praise him, y'all. Praise. Thank you. Go share your story, y'all. Can you share your story? Do you got a story to share?
Please stand to your feet.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.